Welcome to Raising OKC Kids, Conversations with Metro Family in Oklahoma City. I'm Erin Page, and joining me today is Kristen Westdyke to honor National Foster Care Awareness Month. Welcome, Kristen. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to be able to discuss these topics surrounding foster families that we're so passionate about. So thank you again.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning more from you today. Before we get started, I want to tell our listeners just a little bit more about you. Kristen is the program administrator for Enhanced Foster Care for Oklahoma Human Services. One of the things she's going to help us do today is debunk some of those common myths or stereotypes around foster care. But before we do that, Kristen, let's start with your title. What is Enhanced Foster Care and how is it different from traditional foster care?
Great question. So Oklahoma Human Services strives to provide children with opportunities to gain hope and healing. At no fault of their own, some children develop complex behavioral, medical, developmental, and mental health needs that lessen their likelihood for success in traditional foster care. In these cases, Enhanced Foster Care, also known as EFC, can provide children in Oklahoma Human Services or tribal custody with an elevated level of care that identifies their individual needs and uses a trauma-informed approach to facilitate their healing. Our program is a service category within the continuum of care that helps children with complex needs in traditional or kinship homes by connecting them and their foster parents with additional treatment, support, and training. EFC is a proactive effort to stabilize children and prevent the need for higher level of care. EFC services are not provided to children who are not placed in a family-like setting or those who are served by our therapeutic foster care or intensive treatment family care services. EFC's goal is to equip families with skills and tools to parent therapeutically. This type of parenting promotes placement stability and positive outcomes because EFC supports the whole family. Not just the child, foster parents must agree to participate in these services as well.
And I have been impressed the more I've learned about EFC, how much support is available to parents. I have had the opportunity to interview two just remarkable foster moms serving children through EFC. And one of the things they have mentioned is how supportive Oklahoma Human Services has been in their journeys, from giving them intensive training on the front end to all of that ongoing wraparound support and parenting help as they're in the midst of their journeys. I think one of those common myths about foster care is that you sign up and then you just get thrust into this journey all by yourself, which these two parents and many others I've interviewed along the years say is completely unfounded. So tell us more about how Oklahoma Human Services prepares and then supports EFC parents.
Well, thank you, Erin. This is a great question. So at Oklahoma Human Services and our contracted foster care agency partners, we have trained recruitment staff who will walk alongside you throughout the entire approval process. From answering any initial questions that you might have through your first placement, the recruitment staff will make sure your journey to fostering is as seamless as possible. And once approved, you'll have an Oklahoma Human Service or an agency partner trained resource family staff member who will be assigned to your family on a permanent basis. They will be there to continue along with you on your journey as a foster parent. And your resource family staff member will be able to assist in offering support and resources, help answer any questions you have, advocate for you, and communicate with other Oklahoma Human Services staff assigned to children that are placed in your home. And with Oklahoma Human Services and our agency partners, you'll be treated as a part of our team, and you'll be valued for the important work that you play in helping children feel safe and supported. We will work together with you to solve any challenges and also celebrate your successes along the way. An additional service we offer our families in the Enhanced Foster Care Program is an additional training. This training is called Presley Ridge Training, which is a national recognized and evidence-based training program. The training is centered around the importance of a strong relationship between the foster parent and the youth and uses a trauma-informed approach to teach parents that behaviors can change and that the child or youth can learn the skills necessary for effective living. The training is around 15 hours and can be completed virtually or in person. And a few topics that our families learn from the training is understanding and changing behavior, de-escalation and motivation techniques, communication skills, and problem-solving strategies. And another neat thing that we do at Oklahoma Human Services is we also offer additional trainings that have been requested by our foster parents as well.
So great. And really, there is so much support both on the front end and as parents are in the midst of their journey. So I understand, Kristen, that there are more children in the foster care system requiring EFC services than ever before, partially because kids have greater needs today, but it's also because your team is so diligent about identifying kids with those higher level needs so that they can receive the extra support. What does this look like in terms of numbers? How many children are currently in the foster care system in Oklahoma? How many of those children need EFC services? And do we have enough homes to meet the need?
So as of April of 2024, Oklahoma Human Services was serving 6,000 children in care. There were 53 children who were placed in out-of-home care, and 700 of those children were in reunification with their parents. And of those children in out-of-home care, the Enhanced Foster Care Program is helping to provide services for 500 children. Now, when looking at our foster homes in Oklahoma, we have around 3,500 homes through Oklahoma Human Services and our partner agencies. And around 387 of those families are a part of our program, which is the Enhanced Foster Care Program. And while we do have amazing foster homes, we definitely need more.
So when it is safe to do so, the end goal of foster care is to be able to reunite children with their biological families. Two of probably the biggest stereotypes or challenges I've heard through the years from prospective foster parents or foster parents talking about when they were considering becoming a foster parent is first that worry or anxiety about bridging or building relationships with biological families while the kids are in their care. And then second, having to say goodbye to the children or quote unquote, giving them back. Let's start with bridging. Why is this such an important part of the healing process, both for the kids and the families? And how does Oklahoma Human Services support foster families in being able to build those relationships effectively?
The primary goal of foster care is to provide a nurturing home for children while their biological families develop and enhance the skills needed to get their children returned safely back to their home. These skills will also sustain their family long after reunification happens. And foster parents don't just foster children. They actually foster biological families too, and often support and encouragement to the parents and children as they become healthy and whole again. So contact between children and the birth families also help the foster family by allowing them to get to know them a little bit more and to better understand the children and their behaviors, and also to understand the love that exists between the child and parent. Children who do not see their family often lose hope and do not understand what's happening to them. So when biological families have contact with their children, we have found that this parent-child interaction generates hope and allows families to build on existing strengths and supports the development of the child-parent bond. Family time provides a place where parents can work on behaviors that cause children to be unsafe. The intent is to create an opportunity for children and their parents to be together in an environment that stimulates love and positive interaction. Family time has to be a teaching environment where the parents can learn to parent in ways that makes the child safe.
That makes so much sense when you explain it like that. And while I know that that can be hard for foster parents to build those relationships, What I get to see through talking both with foster parents and biological parents is what a huge difference that makes in the long run. So thanks for walking us through that, Kristen. The second piece of this, having to say goodbye to a child when they transition out of your home, is of course very hard for foster parents. Sometimes foster parents get to continue to have a relationship with the child and their forever home, but sometimes they don't. How does Oklahoma Human Services help prepare foster families for that transition in their journey?
Thank you again. This is a great question. So thank you for allowing us some space to answer this. So at Oklahoma Human Services, we believe every child deserves a safe and loving home every day. That is why we make it our mission to equip biological and foster families with the tools necessary to provide children with the support they need to grow and develop into healthy adults. Our child welfare specialists walk alongside you throughout this entire process. So our hope is that through the bridging processes, the foster parents and the biological parents will keep their connection. We have seen many foster parents continue to be an extended part of the biological family once the child has returned home. However, we know there is likely grief associated with a child returning home, and this is normal. Every child deserves to be loved by a safe and caring adult. This is something we talk about from the very beginning. It's reminding families that if they are struggling with a child leaving their home, we are here to support them in that change. As an agency whose goal is to keep families whole and thriving, we want reunification to be the outcome. Foster families who are concerned they might be struggling with a child leaving their home should communicate those concerns as soon as possible to the resource family staff so they can support them in processing through this change. Resource staff have a lot of experience with helping families manage change and can talk to them about ways they might process their feelings among the other adults in the home, as well as their children and the children transitioning out. It's also about reframing the process with the foster family, the positive impact that they've had on a child, no matter how long or how short the time they were there with them, is a lifelong thing. While the foster family might be experiencing loss in their lives, a child might be reunifying with their family. That child's stronger relationship with the bio family is the end result of a wonderful, but sometimes hard work done that that foster family has shown, and they should be proud of that.
That is tough stuff. And I feel like this is such a great example of how Oklahoma Human Services really provides that wraparound support to foster families, because even though their role with that child may be done, Oklahoma Human Services is still there to help them process all of those feelings for everybody in the home. You mentioned that maybe the biological children that are in the home. So I love that. Thank you for explaining how that works. Over the last 10 years, through the Pinnacle Plan and a lot of other efforts, Oklahoma Human Services has streamlined processes, made tremendous improvements to the foster care system as a whole, and even enacted more proactive and preventative measures to support families so that child welfare doesn't ever have to enter the picture. So there's lots of positive things going on at Oklahoma Human Services. But that means that another myth is often that there are plenty of foster families in Oklahoma to meet the need, which you just told us is unfortunately not the case. We don't have enough foster families in Oklahoma. What else can you tell us about the current needs and how local families can help?
So I'm going to kind of almost repeat myself, but our most significant need is our most valuable resource, which is our foster families. Those individuals within the community who are willing to take on the challenging but incredibly rewarding task, providing that temporary safe home setting for children, while Oklahoma Human Services works to equip that biological parent with the tools they need to succeed and safely reunify. The need is great. And the more experienced foster homes that can be open and trained, the greater number of individuals within a community that can act as a mentor and even a recruiter for other individuals who can provide that care and develop the foster care communities locally across the state. So again, foster parents are definitely our greatest asset, and we need them.
As we close out our conversation today, Kristen, what is the most important message you want to leave with our parent listeners today?
So thank you again, Erin, for allowing me to come on. And on behalf of all of Oklahoma Human Services, we'd love to have you as a part of our child welfare team. And we look forward to working with you. So please give us a call or send us your inquiry by visiting okfoster.org website. We need families to not only open their hearts, but also their homes to Oklahoma's children. And I'm so proud to live in this amazing state where we see communities coming together during crises and advocating for each other. So right now, we need more families to walk alongside us on these journeys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me today, Kristen, for walking us through some of those myths and stereotypes, for setting us straight on what the realities are and giving us some good tips about how we can help. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
For our listeners, you can also check out metrofamilymagazine.com to learn more about how to become a foster family, plus how you can support foster families through respite care or providing a meal. There are lots of other ways to support foster families in our community. And you can read more inspirational stories from local foster parents. Thanks everyone for listening. Join us next time on Raising OKC Kids.